it could have been a real mess. There are also performance issues with landing heavy. If you clear the runway and have to go around, you may not have enough thrust to climb back up. It was a lot of work. You're juggling a lot of balls. You've got to get it right. Because it was a long flight, there were two other pilots. So I got them up, and they got involved in doing everything as well. We had four people up there, which really helped in coordinating everything. I'd never been to Helsinki before. I had no idea how the airport was, no idea whether the runways were long enough. I had to find an approach, figure out if we could land there, figure out the performance parameters, and tell the company what we were doing. At one point, I was talking to three different people, talking to Dubai, talking to Medlink, which is a service in Arizona where they put a doctor on call, and I was talking to the two doctors who were attending to the lady in the back. It was nonstop for 40 minutes. We were lucky the weather was very good in Helsinki, he continued. Trying to do an approach in bad weather, plus a heavy plane, plus an unfamiliar airport, that's not good. Because it was Finland, a first world country, they were very well set up, very flexible. I said to them, I'm heavy. I would like to land into the wind. You want to slow yourself down in that situation. They said, no problem. They landed us in the opposite direction than they normally use. We came in over the city, which they usually avoid for noise reasons. Think about what was required of Ratwadi. He had to be a good pilot. That much goes without saying. He had to have the technical skill to land heavy. But almost everything else that Ratwadi did that made that emergency landing a success fell outside the strict definition of piloting skills. He had to weigh the risk of damaging his plane against the risk to the woman's life. And then, once that choice was made, he had to think through the implications for the sick passenger in the back of Helsinki versus Moscow. He had to educate himself, quickly, on the parameters of an airport he had never seen before.